One person who can explain what's happening in the world as travel is Sean Tipton at Abbotton. Morning to you, Sean.
Morning, Giles.
Good to have you back from your break. How was Italy? I'm extremely jealous.
Well, I'm very fond of Italy, as I'm sure I've said many times before. So, yeah, it was great. We started off in my favourite city, Bologna. I used to live for a while. Then went to Cremona, which is one of the border Italian cities, which was a very pleasant surprise, rather lovely place, and ended up in Milan. I've only been to Milan once before, and I wasn't very impressed with it, actually, and I've got that wrong. Highly recommend it. It's a very interesting city, and it's actually rather beautiful in spots, which I wasn't expecting at all. So, yeah, good break.
The problem with when you go to Italy is everybody's effortlessly stylish, and, you know, I'm there with, you know, my shorts or something like that, feeling like a complete idiot, but there you go.
Well, you should go to Milan, actually, because I saw a few people, because they've been affected by hipsterdom, which means basically dressing in very silly clothes, so...
Oh, well...
That might make you feel better.
I'll get my man bun, and I'll go from there.
You're fitting well.
Right then, passports. We got some travel chaos, Sean.
We have indeed, yeah. Well, we just got through, haven't we, all the travel chaos due to more people going on holiday because it was, half term, even though it wasn't actually that bad, apart from one airport. Now we've got some more travel chaos, unfortunately, which is this. Understandably, after over 2 years of people being able to go on holiday for the vast majority of that time, a lot of people have suddenly realised that they need to renew their passports. So the passport office has been absolutely inundated with applications. They're much busier than normal. And, that's going to have an impact. It really is. And the impact it is having is they're saying currently that you should just be aware that it's going to take longer than normal and you should leave up to 10 weeks for a passport to be delivered. Now, I don't think actually it's going to take 10 weeks for most people, but what they want to do, what they want to avoid people doing is putting the passport in, because if they have to query it for some reason, if the application hasn't been done properly, that drags it out longer. And they don't want to be in a position where people simply don't receive their passports before they're due to travel. So, but the other problem, though, is it is putting pressure on the online booking process as well. So this is a story I saw in one of the papers today, which is basically talking about if you really want a passport urgently, you can go through a fast-track application service, which they charge just under 150 quid for, by the way. So it's something you try and avoid unless you have to do it. And the system looked like it crashed. So they're undoubtedly under pressure. But I had a chat with some of our members early on this week and said, look, have you had any customers so far who've actually not been able to go on holiday because their passports hadn't turned up in time? Got blank looks all round because they hadn't.
Right.
So it's not, it's not that bad. They're understandably busy. But as I said, if you need to get your passport renewed, just leave some extra time, and the chances are that it won't turn up in time. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. It has happened to a few people already. Undoubtedly, it has. But the odds are pretty small on that happening to you.
Talking about all things passports, there's a story in The Independent about Ryanair refusing to take a boy on a flight, even though he had a valid UK passport. What's that
about? Yeah, I mean, the other issue about this is post-Brexit, we've got different rules in place for UK passport holders. And that's, we're no longer in the EU. It was going to have an impact. And one of the impacts has been about your passport. Because in the past, member of the EU, as long as your passport was valid up until the day you were due to head off home, that was fine. No problem at all. But post-Brexit, we're just treated like the rest of the world. And one of the requirements is that you have to have a certain amount of validity left on the end of your passport. Now, initially, the British government said you need 6 months left on your passport, and that's from the date you return home, by the way. But, and Ryanair have been saying that for quite some time, but actually that was clarified quite a while ago. It's actually only 3 months is necessary, but they haven't actually changed. They still left it at 6 months. So there were some people who actually did have enough validity on their passports but will be denied boarding by the airline. Now they've finally come round and said, sorry, that looks like that's a mistake, and they won't be doing it anymore. But I double-checked that if you're flying with them, just make sure that is the case because it's just in the papers. But that's the rule, seriously. If you're a British passport holder, as long as you have 3 months validity on your passport and that's date you return home, that's okay. There also is another requirement, though, which is this. When you're departing the UK, your passport cannot be valid for longer than 10 years. What does that mean? Basically, there was a policy in the past whereby if you sent your passport in to be renewed before it had expired, the passport office would add on up to 9 months unused validity. Does that all make sense? So you could actually have a passport that's valid for 10 years and 9 months potentially.
Yeah.
Where, as it stands now, no. If you were trying to travel on a passport and it was 3 months into its extra validity, you wouldn't be allowed on the plane. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So that's another thing to bear in mind. For example, my passport has 10 years and 1 month's validity left on it, and I'm fully aware of the fact that if I was travelling in the last month, that would be a problem anyway, because I wouldn't have 3 months left. But anyway, I'm aware of that. So other people need to be aware as well, because it's something that they stop doing it now, the passport office. They don't add on any unused validity, but there will be a lot of people out there who have that on their passport. So bear that in mind. If it's, you know, when you're travelling out, if you're over the 10 years, then you won't be let on the plane.
And, I mean, that's all to do with passports. There are also some issues to do with, requirements if you're vaccinated. And this is if you're heading to or from the States, Sean?
Yes, heading to the States, right. Basically. I mean, the policy for most countries at the moment is that if you've been fully vaccinated, you don't. It will vary from country to country, but for the majority now, you don't have to take a test. But the USA, which obviously is an incredibly popular destination, not just for us, but for lots of people in Europe, they still require people, even if they've been fully vaccinated, to take a test. So there's a bit of pressure being put on them to revise that policy. But if it hasn't caused problems for other countries, why should it cause problems for them? And that would be very helpful, obviously. When I flew out from Heathrow last week, there were big queues of people getting tests at the airport, and I thought, I know where they're going to America.
Yeah. And I mean, sort of Miami, Florida, always busy, always
exactly.
popular.
Well, families coming up to the summer, yeah. Families. Yeah. Somebody used about something like a million UK families head off to Florida over the summer. So
yeah.
They'll be, and it's not just obviously the inconvenience, it's the cost. They're still not cheap, these tests. So come on, if the other countries say you don't need them, why does the USA?
And I just couldn't help but notice that talking about travel chaos, quote unquote, Manchester's putting on more staff at the airport, so they won't have any more. We won't have any more screaming headlines.
Let's hope not. I mean, that to be fair, they were the airport that really did have problems. I'm not going to deny that. But unfortunately, it kind of everybody got tarred with the same brush. And my experience going through Heathrow, it took me 7 minutes to get through security. 7 minutes. So that was absolutely hellish.
You see, if you smile nicely and get ready to go before you actually get to the gate or whatever, or go through the controls, get your slip on shoes, you'll be all right. Sure,
exactly. Now, can I just say, seriously, moving on to the summer, obviously, yeah. I didn't travel at a particularly busy time of year, but the airports will be taking on more staff. You're quite right there, Giles. So that means that I would expect us to be in a pretty good position once we start getting really busy, middle of June, that period onwards.
I did have a wry smile there, because this came up in the press last week or the week before about Irish are getting special routes before coming in from the Brits, and you did sort of think, well, you are. This is the result of Brexit, and
I think there seems to be a bit of a disconnect between what did you think was going to happen? We chose to leave. There were some benefits to being within the EU. Well, those benefits have now gone. Yeah, I've heard people complaining about, we're in a different queue. Well, yeah, did you vote for this? Well, you've got what you wanted. Anyway, they were a bit political there, but they're...
Well, Sean, as we say, always leave them with a laugh. But it's something to bear in mind, because it will, a lot of people, this will be the first, if you like, tangible, quote-unquote, benefit of the situation, having not been able to travel, and it's not going to be travelling like before. And so,
in a different queue. Yeah. In a different queue. And I think one thing that will change, though, Giles, is at the moment you have to physically have your passport stamped on departure and on arrival, obviously. there are new... E-gate is supposed to be being introduced, and they'll be rolled out some days during the year, which means that information will be automatically logged on your passport. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so
it does indeed.
Have physically have it stamped, which will be helpful.
Indeed, it'll hopefully get you through quicker. Sean, it's going to be an interesting, because here we go, we're into May, so we've got summer coming up. It's been busy down here already over the Semana Santa.
It's going to get busier, seriously. Talking to members, Giles, they're saying that their bookings are higher than they were before the pandemic, and and Spain is always the most popular destination.
Absolutely, so take a deep breath and count to...
It's going to be busy.
It's going to be busy. Sean, if people want to find out more information, keep up to date with what's happening, where can they find you?
Yeah, I'll go to apta.com, particularly around issues like the passport issue, because that was very confusing, even for us, until we finally got our heads around it and had it clarified.
Well, keep up to date with that. Sean, we'll speak to you next week. Enjoy the weekend, and I'll speak to you very, very soon.